Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Fred Bonomer, the look at the week in health. As colder weather sends us indoors, grim predictions from the University of Washington for COVID-19 deaths this winter.
A new model from the University of Washington projects that death tolls from the virus will spike this winter. Dr. Ali Mokhtad says that some hospitals may not have the capacity to meet patient demand.
If we don't wear our mask when we are outside, yes, unfortunately, around mid-January, we will have a pressure on our ICU capacity.
But he says if everyone masks up, thousands of lives could be saved.
A new trial shows a drug President Trump received for the coronavirus does not prevent COVID deaths. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb reports.
The antiviral drug remdesivir was considered one of the most promising treatments for COVID-19, but a new study across 30 countries sees it go the way of other medications that failed to prevent deaths.
Remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, lopinavir, ritonavir, and interferon regimens appear to have little or no effect on 28-day mortality.
Tarek Yajarovich of the World Health Organization, which backed the trial. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
The study has not yet been peer-reviewed, but the WHO says the evidence is conclusive. A coronavirus vaccine is still months away, according to one pharmaceutical group.
A COVID-19 vaccine will not be ready before the presidential election. However, Pfizer says its experimental vaccine could be available by the end of the year. The pharmaceutical company's CEO says preliminary numbers on whether the vaccine works are expected by the end of October, but Pfizer would still need to gather safety data, pushing authorization until late November at the earliest.
Your blood type may help predict your risk of COVID infection.
Type O blood may offer some protection against coronavirus. Two studies published in Blood Advances suggest people with type O may have a lower risk of COVID-19 infection than those with other blood types. They're also less likely to have severe outcomes if they do get sick.
Saturday was World Hypertension Day, a day to raise awareness about high blood pressure, the leading cause of heart attack and stroke.
More than 100 million adults in the U.S. are dealing with high blood pressure, according to the American Heart Association. An estimated 75% don't have it under control.
It is a disease that is, quote, silent. The point at which you develop symptoms or complications of hypertension means that it's too late.
Dr. Willie Lawrence is a cardiologist at Research Medical Center in Kansas City.
Hypertension is something that occurs more frequently in Black Americans and other Americans, more frequently in Hispanic Americans.
To manage your blood pressure, doctors say maintain a healthy weight, eat healthy, take medications as prescribed, reduce salt, and quit smoking. Patients can also take their blood pressure at home.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bonomer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.